guys, how do you guys collectively as a team look on the experience of this week and kind of translate that to Vegas?
I think we definitely ended it on a good note, and this game definitely showed a testament to our character, you know, persevering in the last minute. And we're definitely a team. Nobody's selfish, so I think the chemistry is what's helping us so far.
Talk about the loaded point guard position, and you really excelled tonight. You guys are loaded at point guard right now.
Yeah, definitely. We got a lot of great players, and nobody has any egos, so we're all trying to chip in and do our part. And because, like I said, the chemistry is gelling so well so far, we're all just playing so well as a team.
Is there any kind of sense of urgency from you there, knowing that there might only be a limited number of spots on the full season roster, or do you just play as you normally would?
Nah, being in the NBA in itself is always a sense of urgency. You know, there's thousands of people that want this job, and, you know, you could lose it any minute, so you never take it for granted.
Did you come into the summer league thinking that if the game's on the line, I want to take the big shot?
I guess that's every player's mindset. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you're actually in the game, you just want to make sure you do whatever the coach is telling you to do.
Alex mentioned that he wanted you to shoot more and to take those shots off the dribble, off the pick and roll. Was what you did in overtime a reflection of that, of his message to you?
Yeah, definitely. I had a talk with Coach Alex and Coach Quinn, and they both said the same thing. And it was good to hear that from the coaches, to let me know that they instilled confidence in me. And it gave me that extra boost to go out there and let it ride a little bit.
Is that unnatural for you at all to take those shots? I mean, because you didn't really take them as much in the first game, preferring more to pass.
Every game is different for a point guard, you know. Defense is played differently, different strategies, so sometimes it may be a high assist night, or sometimes it may be time to be aggressive, but you just got to read and react.
Did you think you'd won the game in regulation?
I thought it was going in, but, you know, like I said, I figured we were in a good spot, the fact that we persevered down four with a minute left, so we were still in a good position, but obviously we all wish the shot would have failed.
Even after that, though, you stayed aggressive. You were feeling it there at the end of the second half, and also into overtime, and that just, for you, that was, it seemed to be the catalyst there, is that you were feeling confident with yourself.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I just wanted to make sure that I did everything I could to help the team. And I took shots when I felt I had good looks, and I wanted to get it to guys when I felt they had better shots as well.
For being just a summer league game, this kind of had a regular season atmosphere down the stretch with over 12,000 in the stands. It had to feel that way for you.
it definitely helps considering you're playing in your hometown or whatever with the Jazz and all that. And the fans have been great. They showed us great support, and they helped will us to this victory too as well.
So how do you go from 12,000 fans cheering you on and now going to Vegas where it's a good atmosphere, but it's not going to be like with what you guys have been dealing with?
Same thing, you know, 94 feet, two hoops. You still got to play basketball no matter if it's 10,000 people watching or one.
What did you think of Trey Lyles tonight, his first action?
I thought he was great. And usually, you know, when guys play their first summer league games, they have a little bit of jitters. He didn't really seem like that at all. He seemed confident, and he played well, and he had a lot of hot streaks during this game.
Did you know about the Howell Neto signing before the game started? Did you know that that had happened?
I wasn't really paying attention to it. I was just trying to focus for the game, and you're telling me it's news to me, but yeah.